Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Key. How may I help you?
Hi, Tina. How are you? My name is William Gray. Listen, I just called up and got hung up on talking to a lady and told her that they had put two charges on my account that I have no knowledge of for $59. And she said, well, I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. She hung up. I hung on the line for 10 minutes and no one ever came on. Hello?
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code to open your account?
23322.
Your first and last name?
William Gray.
And for security purpose, can you verify your shipping address?
728 Hilda Pine Drive, Chesapeake, Virginia.
Yes, sir. So it's showing that our Icons mini pods and a smart health watch was purchased. And it was delivered to your address on the 4th. Do you remember receiving those products? It's showing that it could have been your wife. Somebody called in on the 4th of March to get refunded for the charges that she didn't order. And she wanted
right,
to get the
exactly.
products that she did.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it the order and all was supposed to have been canceled. And
no, sir.
Then we're getting charged for something we didn't even get.
Yes, sir. So when she called to cancel this product she didn't order, you guys received the smart health watch and the mini pods. Those products were on a 14-day trial to try them out. And if she did not like those, she was supposed to call back in to cancel the whole order to send that product back, or she'll be
she
billed.
Did call. She did call that. She did call and say she didn't want them, and that was it.
Yes, sir. We got the call, the cancellation of canceling out the extra products, but we didn't get the cancel the call of her canceling out.
Well, this isn't right. I'm charged $118 for something I don't have and don't want. What's going on here?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
the product has been delivered. All of these products have been delivered on the 4th of March to the address that was verified, sir.
She sent the stuff back that day after talking to you.
Does she have a tracking number of that? If we can get the tracking number of sending that product back, then we can get this order canceled out.
I don't know whether I think she just went to the post office and they mailed it back. I don't know what she got.
Yes, sir. If you go to the post office and send the product back to the sender, they'll give you the tracking number to confirm that it reached back.
You know, ma'am, no disrespect to you, but this isn't right. I'm going to the bank and I'm going to have this taken off my account. I'm not paying.
Sir, trying to dispute those charges, your bank is going to contact us, and we're going to investigate those charges with your bank, and we're going to show them that it was a valid charge and that we did indeed send those products to your house, and they were delivered. Now, so that you won't try to lose all that money trying to dispute
it. It was called up and canceled and sent back to you.
No, sir, but that's what I'm stating, sir. You have no proof of that the product was sent back to us without that tracking number. We can offer you a 35% refund on those charges to give you some of your money back so that you wouldn't risk losing all of it in that dispute.
What was that? I didn't get all that.
We can give you a 35% refund on both of those charges to give you half of your money back so that you wouldn't risk losing all of it in the dispute with your bank.
Man, this isn't right. Give me a 50% refund and we'll call it even.
Okay, sir. I'm not supposed to do that, but I'll throw in my family and friend discount for you. I'll give you a 50% discount on both of those two charges, and your account is canceled out. You will not be billed or shipped any more of our products in the future.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You'll take those off now?
Yes, sir. I'll refund you 50% on both of those charges, so it'd be a refund of $29.97 twice.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You do the same. I want to thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.